You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan High School. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB Radio. Jacob Knight's coming out here, looking for that first win. Like you, Coach Rates talked about, this is the new season. First two were pregame. This is what matters. This, we want to win out here. We want to win the WIC. Then we want to focus on sectionals.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we've been contenders in the WIC for a long time, and I don't know the exact statistic, but I know we've won quite a bit here in the recent years, and that's always not even a goal. That's just something that you expect to do as a Northview Knight on the football team. But I know this team wants more than just the WIC, but you have to walk before you run.
That's
and this
right.
is the first step right here, is the first game of WIC, and like we talked about a little bit earlier, you got to have a short memory, good or bad.
Sure.
You got to move on to the next one, and tonight the next one is Sullivan Golden Arrows. So it's gonna be a dogfight out there, Brad, and I'm excited to watch it with you here.
Yep, and the thing about this is, like the interview with Coach Rates, a lot of these kids are young. They come through the youth program. We've got a lot of talent. It's just getting them plugged in the right place. Each week we've gotten better. The thing that really sticks in my mind is that 7 points we give up against Terre Haute North with – just under 4 minutes to go in the game. That was on a fluke play that was tipped, and they got it into, short yardage, and then they punched it in. And it kind of took the sails out of us that game, but they bounced back. They played against number 4 Evansville Memorial, and, we've said it over and over. We had the opportunity, but we didn't get it in the end zone. Those two games are over. We've learned from it. Now we're taking on a Sullivan team that played Linton last week and didn't do very good against Linton. They're coming in 1-1, and looking out here at this field, you've got to appreciate that new turf field we got, because this Bermuda grass, the spring didn't do much for it. It's hard to paint the picture, folks, but I can tell you between the hashes from the goal line to the goal line is brown. So here we go. We're set to kick off as Stephen Thomas is going to kick off for the Knights, and it's booted, and it's going to bounce into the end zone for a touchback, and Sullivan will have the ball first and 10 from the 20. Nice kick there by Thomas.
Yeah, I tell you what, Brad, I hope the only time we see that kid out on the field today is for the kickoffs and for the extra point.
I talked to him after the game Friday, and I said, he's the player of the game tonight, and I don't ever want you to get it again unless you kick the game-winning field goal. I said, that's one thing that, we don't want to see is we don't want to see 11 punts. So Northview's defense out there, they're set and ready to go. Look like quarterback. Returning for Sullivan, their starting quarterback, hands it off to the middle. That's Andrew Vromeisen. And Williams carries it up for a gain of maybe a yard, and it looks like Calandrilla in on the tackle. That'll make it second down in about 8, maybe 9. And Carter Vamilson, quarterback, he's in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, guy in a slot. Motion. Williams gets set over as a right slot. It's going to be a handoff into the right side. He cuts upfield. He's going to be tackled hard. And that's Zach Calandrilla again on the second tackle of the night. And a pickup of 4, and that's going to make it third down, and the scoreboard says 3. Hurry up offense by the Golden Arrows. Got a receiver swap here coming into the game as Grant Bell. Looks like a fast little kid here. It'll be 3rd and 4. Carter in the shotgun. Takes a clap. Nothing happens, and the Knights come off sides. Nope, he gets reset. Vermelson almost got him on the hard count. Does it again, nothing. Snap. He's going to throw it, and he overthrows it. Pass was intended for Shake. Man, that Shake, he is a big fella. And the coverage on the Knights was by number 24. That's Isaac Torbert. And they'll be forced to punt. Nice defensive stand, Jake, so far for the Knights.
Yeah, that's what you want. If you're north, you're right there, 3 and out, and that's exactly what we drew up over here. It's what we want. We know our defense is good, and that's a good way to come out and throw the first punch.
I cannot see the punter's number on that gold on that purple, so you have to bear with us till we get used to the players. Looks like Williams is the punter. Oh, it's a short punt. That's going to favor the Knights. If it doesn't hit one of the players, it bounces about the 50 and rolls up to the 44, and it's going to be down by Sullivan. So the Knights are going to have great field position for the first possession of the game. So that was a punt of only 16 yards for Williams for Sullivan.
Yeah, it looks like he just got a tad under it. It skyrocketed, didn't really have that kind of linear launch that he was wanting, that went more straight up, straight down, and I guarantee you he's kicking himself about that. No pun intended.
Like to thank Riddell National Bank for coming on board to be one of the sponsors for tonight's in-game. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Riddell National Bank, new location, South 41 in Terre Haute, Indiana. Corbin Allen set back in the slot. Elias Gordon goes in motion. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen right side. He picks up 5-6 yards, and he's tackled up about, I don't know. It looks like they're going to spot him, gain of 4. Tackle there was Mitchell. Pick up a 4. It'll be 2nd down and 6. Nice little play there. Dive play set up by the Knights.
Little deja vu of last week. That's how we got started offensively.
We did.
Now it's time to really capitalize on it and get some points here if we can.
We got Elias Gordon and Corbin Allen set in a power formation. Garrison under center, takes snap, hands it off again. I gets it up to Corbin Allen. He's going to pick up probably 2 more, maybe 3, and that's going to make it 3rd down and 2. Well, they're doing what we want them to do. They're moving the football the right direction. The clock's running. Jake, one thing about this field, and we talked about it, it's just like being at home. We're blaring right into the sun. And with the fogged-up windows, it's really, really hard to see the gold numbers on the purple.
Yeah, it's straining the eyes just a bit. It's really making us work for it and get our money's worth here.
Bear with us as we get started here. We got Ryler Metz and Josh Wright at lined up receivers on left. It's going to be a shotgun. Handed off to Corbin Allen around the right side. It's going to be close.
Great.
Picks up 3, and they're going to call it a 1st down for the Knights.
Great spin move right there by Allen. If he would have just kept going full steam ahead, I don't think he would have got it. And he had a little bit of English to that move and gets in there.
The Knights defense or offensive line, you've got Dylan Zinko, Bowen Bussing, Zach Calandrilla, looks like Landon Falks, the center tonight, and Colton McKee is the right guard. So little love to the linemen. They're going to measure, but it's got to be a 1st down.
Yeah, to the naked eye up here, it certainly looks like it, but you never know. They're going to check it and be double sure here.
And it's short by not even a 1/2 inch. 1 length of chain. So it's going to be 4th down and almost nothing. So you know they're going to go for it
because
it's just a matter of spot. That's when you just go with the quarterback sneak and push it through a hard count. You just don't want to jinx yourself on that hard count. I'd like to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. And sponsoring tonight's in-game, Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil, your scoreboard sponsor. With 8:54 to go, it's 4th and 1. The Knights are going to go for it. The ball's on the 46-yard line. What do you think they're calling up, Jake?
Well, if I'm Coach Rates, I'm saying, Keeg, do your thing, my man. I'm just going to give it to him and let him do a little QB sneak action here and just try to squeak it across. I don't even think it's an inch.
I pitch it right. The way they're lined up here, I wish you'd have seen it before. I'd have pitched it right. But Garrison's going to keep it, and he got it. He got it easily. Probably a pickup of 2 for Garrison. Quarterback sneak right up the 2 hole. And that makes it a 1st down now for the Knights with 8:40 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard in the first quarter.
Talk about your friend having your back, Brad. I couldn't catch the number on it, but somebody, whoever was lined up behind Key, gave him a little push in the back there to make sure he got across.
That was Elias. Elias Gordon, he filled the hole behind him and did what he needed to. So they break the huddle and go to the line. Big Landon Falk, the center, sophomore, got 3 sophomores on the line. Elias Gordon goes in motion, stops, high snap. Garrison's going to pass. He's got a receiver wide open. It's right. Oh, and he just overthrows him. That was Noah Miner, not Josh Wright. Josh Wright was on this side. This son is brutal, but Noah Miner, and it's incomplete, makes it second and 10.
Yeah, it was an absolute beautiful idea there from the Knights, absolute dime piece there from Keegan Garrison, and just barely missed him.
By about as much as we missed that first down earlier.
And Noah Miner, he's an athlete, so you know if he gets something, he's going to give it a chance, and he sure did, just barely missed him. But on to the next one.
On to the next one, that's correct. Here we go, second down and 10. This time we got Miner in motion, hands off. That's a sack for a loss there on Garrison. I thought he was handing it off, and I think that was an option, and he just kept on to it. And that's going to make it third and 12. With 7:54 and the clock's running on the Great Dane scoreboard. I'd like to thank Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Knights break the huddle, third and 12. Right to the right, stretch way out. Double tight end set, Miner to the left. Allen set beside Garrison in the shotgun. Hard count, high snap again. He's going to pass. He's got nobody. It's tipped. It's intercepted. It's intercepted at the 32-yard line. And that interception was picked up by number one. That's Grant Bell. It was a tip ball. And so it'll be first and 10 from the 36 for Sullivan. First turnover, INT. Moving the ball good, Jake, and then get a tip ball like that.
Yeah, that's kind of how the season's gone so far, but just bear with us here. It's going to break through. We're going to unleash the floodgates here, I got a feeling. But
Vermeil hands it off up the middle to draw, nothing there. Tackled by Ike Torbert. Or no, I'm sorry, that's 42. That's Colton McKee. Or Braxton Sampson. Get it right, Mr. Wallace. Get it right. Braxton Sampson with the tackle. Gain of maybe 6 inches. Hurry up offense for Sullivan. Three receivers to the right. Nothing there on the snap. He hands it off again up the middle to the big fullback, Williams. And he's going to be hit by Calandrillo and a host of Knights. And Bowen Bussing and Calandrillo wrap him up, and they may give him a yard. And that's going to make it third down and 7.
Took about 4 Knights to get the big fella down there.
Williams is a big fella. Let's see. They got him listed. Well, they got him at 6'2", 225. The tight end's a big one, too. Jackson Shake. Williams goes in motion, double tight end set. Pitch, high snap. He's going to roll out the throw. He's hit. It's intercepted by the Knights. That's interception by Zach Brown. Zach Brown gets it up to about the 30-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds, and that's what we need, Mr. Harden. Repeat with an INT.
Yes, sir. My favorite country singer. Oh, wait, different Zach Brown. But by God, he made a great play right there, and let's see if we can't capitalize once.
That's
buddy.
Right. So all we did here is we ran a minute and a half off the clock, and we got the ball back, and it's first and 10. And I think it's about the 36-yard line. Can't really tell with the field, but that's my guess. So the Knights break the huddle. Garrison's going to be in the pistol formation this time with Corbin Allen way back deep. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Elias Gordon in the slot. High snap. He pitches out to Allen. Allen's going to get to the 30. The 30 probably, I don't know, he gets up to maybe the 29. It's going to be a pickup of 4 or 5. I like that spread formation.
Yeah, and something that definitely goes unnoticed, the little things right there. After Keegan pitched that to Corb, the blocks that he gave to allow Corbin to get where he did. That was awesome. And, and you don't see many quarterbacks really putting their body on the line like that anymore.
Nope.
Playing the game the right way, in my opinion.
Well, second down and five. Right and Minor to the left. Elias Gordon in the as fullback. Hands off to Allen. Allen up to the 30, the 28, 26. And he's gang tackled by the Arrows. But that looks like it's going to be pretty close to a first down. Pick up another 4 or 5. And they're going to toe spot it. And we're going to get another measurement. I think a lot of this got to do with the field.
Yeah, it's not as clear cut as we have it at Northview. And that just makes you count your blessings a little bit more.
First down Knights.
There we go, boys.
First down to the Knights. We did get the first win Wednesday night. The seventh grade picked up the win, 42-0 over the Owen Valley Patriots. Eighth grade come on to win after that. So winning has started on the turf at Northview. Now we just need to continue it tomorrow morning as the JV team takes on Sullivan at 10 a.m. Come on out and watch some of the backup players here and see what you got coming for the Knights. Garrison under center takes the snap. Two receivers to the right. He's going to hand it off to Allen. Allen, nothing there. Nobody blocked the defensive end, and Shake comes right around and puts him down. Maybe a pickup of maybe two. Could have been a touchdown. All he needed was one blocker. I think it was a pulling play. I think the guard either failed to pull or got tied up. So it's second down and 7, 4:15 to go, and the clock runs on your Great Dane scoreboard. Like to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Second and 7, Garrison under center. I formation. Elias Gordon. Power hands off to Corbin. Corbin's got a block, gets up. Hey, picks up another 3 yards. Tackled by number. Looks like number 7. That's the Vermilson and Williams in on the tackle.
Starting to notice a trend for our offense. It looks like we're using the bread and butter of Keegan and Corbin.
Yep, driving the ball in there. Let Elias do his thing. Let him do the blocking. Elias Gordon is a beast.
Yeah, he is.
He is a beast, and he loves the game.
He's a workhorse, Brad. He's earned every single opportunity he's gotten on this field, and proud of him.
Josh Wright, spread to the right. Double tight end set. Minor goes in motion. Keegan's going to keep it. And he bootlegs out to the left and gets knocked out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. A pickup of 3. And that's going to make it fourth and maybe 2. Fourth down and 2.
Well, Brad, if you're the Knights, do you gamble or do you try to go for the almost certain 3 points, which, as we saw last week, just because you're in good position doesn't mean
anything. Yeah, our special team snapping was horrific. So we're going
like
to go for it. 10 seconds on the play clock. May have to burn a timeout here if we don't get something going. 5 seconds, and you've got Wright running to his spot. And we got a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless, 1130, 106.9 and 99.5 WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan. The Knights are forced with 4th and 2. 2:26 to go in the first quarter. We've been very successful running the football. I would go for it here. So, looks like they're going to spread it way out. You got Noah Miner and Josh Wright, far right. You've got Elias Gordon as the tight end on the left side. You've got 31, that's Zach Brown. Hands off to Allen. Allen's going to get a, he breaks a tackle, and he's going to get out of bounds at about the, what, 7-yard line. That's going to be a first down. And the tackle was by Andrew Carter Vimilson, the quarterback. So here we go again, Jake. We got first and goal, and the ball's on the 8.
I'm no football expert, but I say you just don't fix what's not broken. And I
yeah,
say
run
just
the ball.
Keep giving the ball to Corbin.
Yep. Well, at one point, you got to take it away from him. You got to give it to Elias. And they did. Keegan kept it on that last bootleg to the left. And
at
so,
least make him prove that they can't stop Corbin. But it'd also be nice to be able to kind of use him as a decoy.
Got a lot of motion going on here by the Knights. Hand off to Allen. Allen drives a hole, breaks a tackle, gets up to the 5, the 3, and he's brought down at the 1-yard line. And it's going to be second and goal from maybe the 1-yard line.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to say one word about the
Grant
possibility
Bell.
Of this next
Grant
touchdown.
Bell saved the touchdown with the tackle there for the Golden Arrows. Minute 30 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. So now the Knights has got Zach Brown and Wright spread to the right of the field. Double tight end set, Noah Miner to the left. Garrison, under center, takes a snap, hands it off to Allen, and Allen is in for the Knights' first touchdown of 2019, and the Northview Knights with a 1-yard touchdown run. Corbin Allen makes the Knights 6-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Well, Jake, they stuck with what they needed. They threw the interception earlier, but you got to throw the ball to keep them honest. But there's what we like to see. We had the interception. We turned it around, we intercepted Sullivan, then we took it down, 36-yard drive, and we punch it in, and that's going to bring out Bell for or Stephen Thomas for the field goal. Snap, it's down, kicks up, and we got our first PAT of the year on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's 7-0 Northview. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there's no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan as the Knights will kick off. Stephen Thomas set to kick, and the kick's away, and it's a touchback. Another touchback for Thomas there, Jacob. He's not getting height on it, but he's getting a soccer kick, and that's what he's known for. That ball's hitting at about the 20, 25-yard line, and it's end over end. And it just rolls right into the end zone with no opportunity for a return.
Yeah, he's kicking what I like to call missiles. Yep. Absolute screaming rockets that are on a line. And I tell you what, it's putting them in not great position, so we'll take it right now.
Yep, first and 10 from the 20 for the Arrows. Snap, quick out, tipped up, and it's caught. Calandrilla tipped the ball, and that was caught by number 14. That's Kyle Vimilson, the quarterback's brother, I believe. And the tackle was by number 4. That's Dylan White. Zach Calandrilla got the left paw on it and tipped it up, but White wasn't in position to intercept this one. So it's going to be second down and three. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Snap, handoff to the middle, nothing there. Knights with a big stop by Elias Gordon. Elias Gordon cut down on that, and wow.
He's fired up, Brad.
Yep, and that's what we need. We got our touchdown. Now we just need about 35 more before here in the next six games. Well, this is going to be the last play of the quarter. Third down and five. Vermilson, I don't know. He may not get this one off. Nope, he's just rubbing his fingers. I think he's going to run it out, see what the Knights have. He's down to 1 second, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. You're listening to Northview Athletics football season on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMB, and anywhere on the web at WAMBradio.com.
Come out to York Chevy Buick on US 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings. Try the all-new Chevy Blazer for as low as $299 per month. New Silverados up to 20% off. Chevy Equinox, $199 per month. Chevy Colorado, $169 per month. Buick Encore, 23% off. And Buick Envisions up to 15% off. Only at one place. York Chevy Buick, US Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Two Alden Clouds. Welcome back to Sullivan as the Knights score 7 points in the first quarter and get the first seven of the year. Jacob, special occasion coming up Sunday. Got a 23rd birthday coming up, so happy birthday to my broadcast partner, Jacob Harden. Jacob, I know I've known you since you was about 5-6 years old. Longer than that, but talking and stuff, and you know, I'm pretty proud of the man you've came to be.
I appreciate it, Brad, and it's awesome to be able to be your colleague after you taking me under your wing for so long, and it's awesome to be able to work with you now.
Well, I love it. Well, it's third and five for Sullivan. They're going to pass, and it's tipped and incomplete. Nice play there. I think that was deflected again by Calandrilla. And I want to give a special shout-out to everybody listening back home, the ones that didn't make the drive. I know we got a lot of fans out here, a lot of Knights fans, a lot of them over there listening probably on their headset. A special young lady of mine listening, she's traveling. I want to give a shout-out to Tara. She's driving around probably shamelessly, but she's listening to us. So it's fourth and five, and Williams is going to punt. Corbin Allen standing at the 40. Snaps up, it's a punt, and it's gonna be. Hey, we're gonna be able to return that. Allen gets it at the 40. Is it the 35 or the 45? The 50? We got a flag coming in. Flag coming in, but Allen gets up to the 48-yard line, and I didn't see the penalty. I see they're moving around, so it's got to be some kind of an infraction against the Knights. It wouldn't matter on the defensive side.
I tell you what, I did see, Brad. I know this doesn't have to do with football, but I think I see meteorologist Jesse Walker out there. It must be a special occasion.
Oh, no, he does that. That's what he does between the 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock. He goes out. He is very big on sports. He loves sports, and you'll see him out all the time. It's nice to see him. And he looks so much taller on TV than he does out here.
Yeah, he does. The man does it all. Great guy, Jesse Walker.
Yes, he is. Hey, speaking of great and do it all, Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. First and 10 for the Knights. Ball's on the 40. The penalty was an illegal block in the back. So we got two receivers to the right. Got Metz, right, Gordon, and Allen in the I formation. Hand off again to Allen, and he's hit for a loss. That's by Williams. Nobody blocked Williams there, and he got in and got the loss, tackle there for the loss of a yard.
Yeah, I think the Sullivan defense is starting to catch on to the trend of giving it to Corbin. So I think, like you talked about, now might be a good time to kind of mix it up a little bit. They proved that they can stop them a tad, so now we got to switch it up a bit.
Yep, and now's when you don't pass it. Now's when you bounce it outside. Second and 11 for the Knights. 11-11 to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights lead 7-0. Garrison under center, takes snap, fakes it, and he's got Wright wide open. That's not Wright. That's Ryler Metz, and he's going to run it in. The ball is on a 39, so we've got a 61-yard touchdown pass off what I just said. We need to fake that off the air, and a wide-open miss coverage, and Metz picks up the second touchdown for the Northview Knights.
Absolute beautiful play. Looks like poetry on the football field. Brad, that was absolutely spectacular, and it's good to finally start seeing that, those things go our way.
Metz was wide open, and that'll bring Stephen Thomas out for the second PAT of the season, second of the game.
I honestly think he might be able to kick the school.
Bad snap, but he gets it up, and it's good. The Knights on the Great Dane scoreboard put up 14. It's 14-0 Northview, 10:53 to go in the first half. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan as the Knights kick the ball off, and Stephen Thomas kicks it down to the 10. Ball's going to be returned to about the 25, where it's tackled by number 29. That being Jonathan Bradford. And it looks like the return was by Jaden King and Braxton Sampson in on that tackle as well. So it's going to be first down and 10 from the 26-yard line for Sullivan.
The Knights definitely have the momentum going their way, so I'm anxious to see how Sullivan reacts. And it's awesome to see the Knights in this position for once this season, Brad, putting the pressure on them and having a lead. See if we can keep it and keep it going here.
Defense hasn't been on the field much. That's what we like. Ramirez back in the snap. He's got a motion going, and it's going to be a fake, and nothing there as Elias Gordon tackles him, maybe a yard. Busted play, little miscommunication there as Grant Bell, I think, went too soon. He should have been in the jet sweep, but he wasn't. That's where you got Andrew Vamilson came in and was athletic enough to at least get it back to the line of scrimmage and pick up a yard. Going down through the defense for the Knights, you've got two linebackers set up here. You got Sampson and Parker Jordan as linebackers. You got Bussing, Calandrilla, Ike Torbert, and Elias Gordon on the line. Vermeer in the shotgun, high snap. He fakes the handoff. It's fumbled. That's going to be picked up by the Knights. Elias Gordon picks up the fumble, and the Knights are going to have the football first and 10 from the 21-yard line. Another turnover by the Golden Arrows, and that was just miscommunication. Vermeer handed that ball off, and he was already gone, and he let go of it, and it just bounced, and Elias Gordon was like, Easter egg, pick it up. Here we go. So first and 10 for the Knights, Jake, and this is great. 10:09 on the Great Dane scoreboard in the first half, and we've got short yardage and a short field.
Yeah, most definitely, and we're getting the ball at half, so, I mean, really no need to rush here. Just take your time and try to get another touchdown out of it.
Metzen right to the left side. Gordon in motion. He's going to stop, reset, fakes it to Corbin Allen, and Garrison's going to be tackled for an 8-yard sack. He should have got rid of that football. He had two opportunities. He just didn't hold on to it. I think it was a screen. The way the lineman blocked that, Calandrilla's talking. You know, they know they made a mistake here. You see, they're talking about the mistake and right to ship. You don't like seeing that on first down, but I'd rather it be on first down than fourth down.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you, Brad. And I'll tell you what, this Northview offense has the mindset of, you know, you either get better or you get bitter, and they're going to choose to get better and fix what was broken right there in that play.
Yep. So we got the two receivers again to the right, Josh Wright and Metz. It's going to be a straight pass this time. It's that screen that we missed before. Oh, and they played it well. Great play there by Sullivan. And that's number three. That's Jacob Skinner. He played that screen perfect for an end or corner, whatever, wherever he come from.
Yeah, Sullivan defense doing a great job of kind of putting a stalemate to the hot offense in Northview.
Yep. So it's third and 18. It looks like Jacob Skinner's a linebacker. He must have – he's got to – had to been in a different set to be able to play that where he did, because they got him as a middle linebacker. Sullivan with three down linemen. Weird sets, a 3-5-3. So another pass play. Garrison steps up in the pocket. He's going to throw it to Gordon, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Arrows number 32. That's William Newby. William Newby picks off Garrison, so Garrison throws his second interception, and Sullivan's going to have the football on the 10-yard line. On the 10-yard line with 8:28 to go in the first half.
I'll tell you what, too, Brad, to give Keegan a little bit of credit, really, his two interceptions really weren't just clean interceptions.
Nope.
I mean, they've been deflected. And
one was underthrown, though.
Yeah, and he's at least given the receivers chances.
So Solomon with a chance here to get some points before the half. Vermeer in the shotgun, pitch, jet sweep. Elias Gordon turns him back inside, and he's going to get tackled by Ike Torbert at about the 18-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of 8.
Great job right there by the Sullivan Arrow offensive line, providing all those big holes, and especially against our defense that we've talked up so much. That's a pretty remarkable feature to be able to hold their own against them.
Yep. You got Ike Torbert and Bussing that usually clog that middle pretty well, and Zach Calandrilla and Elias Gordon as defensive ends. So we got a quick out, and that's a backward pass. The Knights get the ball. They're going to run it in for a touchdown. Northview Knights pick up the ball. Touchdown by the Knights on the backward lateral. That's a fumble. Nice play there by the Knights. That's
like Jonathan Bradford,
and we're going to turn around that interception into a touchdown. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, with 7:47 to go, the Northview defense gets the first touchdown for the defense, and it's 20-0. Way to be alert. You know, that's key right there, is being alert. Jonathan Bradford, the senior, picked that football up. Nobody could touch him. You know, he only had to scamper 4 yards, but still, to have the mindset not to dive on it.
Oh, yeah, very high IQ play right there by Bradford.
Snap for the extra points. Up, it's down, and it's good. Thomas gets his third PAT, and on the Great Dane scoreboard, it's 21-0. We'll be back after this on WAMB.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan as the Knights defense just picks up the backwards pass that was considered a fumble, and Jonathan Bradford rushed it in 4 yards for the Knights touchdown. So on a Great Dane scoreboard, it's 21-0, and Stevis Thomas is going to kick off, and it's going to be returned back to the 32 where Sullivan will have it first and 10. Vermeer from the shotgun. He takes the snap. He's going to throw it out the right side. It's thrown to Williams. Williams makes a catch. He's up to the 35 and tackled by the Knights. Looks like Ike Torbert. Wasn't Torbert and Calandrilla? Who was that from behind, though?
Looked like Zach Brown to me.
Zach Brown. They were all three there, but Zach Brown caught him from behind. Saved the touchdown, so the ball's on the 33. What a pitch and catch there by the Vermeer and Williams for the Golden Arrows.
Yeah, if you're Northie, you got to make sure you fight back here and punch back because you don't want this Sullivan offense getting hot.
Trips right, Vermeer in the shotgun. Skinner goes up as a slot back on the left. It's going to be a jet sweep, and he pitches it into Williams. Williams around the left side. Hires one, gets around to the second, and he's out of bounds. William Vermilson out of bounds. He did a lot of running for about a 6 yard, 7 yard gain. And that's going to make it second down and 3.
Yeah.
Nice play, but a lot of running for nothing.
Yeah, a lot of running, and he had to jump a hurdle. Nice little athletic move there. And I tell you what, Sullivan ought to count their blessings. I caught a little clipping in the back, but like I've told you before, it's very easy to be an official up here.
Yeah, oh, you bet.
Know what I mean?
Well, Vermeer takes a snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and Calandrilla says that ain't going to work because he wraps Jacob Skinner up, and Skinner gets up for maybe 2 yards, and it's going to be close, and they're going to get a measurement here. I'd like to thank York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Also like to thank PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. They're going to get a measurement, Jacob, and right now with 7:03 to go, the Knights defense, you know, we need to stop and get the ball back and just run this clock. Don't let Sullivan have the opportunity to, you know, hold the ball. We're going to get it for the second half, so we need to stop them here. Not let them get any points, and they get a first down. By a half a football, it's going to be a first down, and the ball's going to be on the 22-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 22. Like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor.
Yeah, you, kind of, sorry.
Kind nope, of go ahead.
Kind of piggyback on what you were saying. You know, one of my coaching philosophies, I know I haven't been a coach for too long, but no lead is a safe lead.
No.
And if you're the Northview defense, you don't want to be getting complacent, and you don't want to just assume that, you know, the offense of Sullivan is going to stay quiet. You got to make sure that you keep on the ball. So
Carter Vermeil hands it off up the middle, and that's going to be a pickup of about 4 by Jacob Skinner. Tackled by number 50, that's Parker Jordan.
Jordan gets him right at the last minute. Yep. I think he might have had a 6-pointer right there if he didn't get on him.
Second,
great job by Parker.
Second down and 3. U.S. Lawns located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute for all your lawn care and snow removal needs. So Andrew Carter Vermilson in the shotgun. Two running backs, one left, one right, two receivers right, and he's going to hand it off up the middle. Nothing there. Jacob Skinner takes the handoff, and he's met by big old 53, and that's Zach Calandrilla, and he gets up limping. He's hurt. Hate to see that as Skinner limps off. He was wrapped up by the ankle, and somebody fell down on top of Zach Calandrilla. I think it was Parker Jordan on the finish. That's a loss of 2, and that's going to make it third down and about 4. So it's 3rd and 4 with 5:40 to go in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's 21-0. Carter Vermilson, quarterback, takes a snap. Quick pass out to 40. Shake, 45. Shake drops it. Jackson Shake, 6'4", 235-pound tight end, lined up as a wide receiver. And so it's 4th and 4
Yeah, I got to give credit to Dylan White right there, the sophomore. He was having a little battle out there, and I think he was the reason for that drop right there.
Dylan White is listed at 5'6", and he's guarding Jackson Shake, who is 6'4". So if it's a jump ball, Dylan's going to have to climb the ladder. Carter Vermilson takes snap. He drops back. He throws it across middle. Intercepted. Intercepted by Elias Gordon. I'm sorry, Sampson. Sampson gets it up to the 47-yard line, and Braxton Sampson, the sophomore, with a pick six almost. A little more speed out of the farm boy, and we'd have had a touchdown there, but Braxton Sampson with the INT, the third turnover for Sullivan. And I know his dad's up here running the camera, and I just felt the place move.
Yeah, great play by the big fella right there. Yep. And tell you what, this game has been the story of the interception on both sides.
Well, you know, we talked about special occasions and stuff. There was a sophomore kid in this class, Creighton Hunter Quinn, that was lost in a tragic auto accident. And you know what, this team, not just the sophomores, this group of kids, you know, they play heavy hearts for 55, Creighton Hunter Quinn. But I'll tell you, nobody does like Sampson. He's got it on his shoes, and you know, they play hard for Creighton. And so, well, on first and 10, it's going to be a trickery here as they bring Bryler Metz in a wide receiver sweep, and he's going to be tackled for about a 6-yard loss. So that wasn't drawn up just right. I don't know who blocked looked like the defensive end on the right side. That's number 9. That's 6'5", Paul Zach Green, 250 pounds, unblocked, and he put Metz down for a loss there. So we got Metz and Wright spread to the right. You got Gordon and Allen in the eye. Hands off to Allen. Allen up the gut. Gets about 3, maybe 4 yards, and he's tackled at the 49. Pick up a 3. Everybody for the Arrows was in on that tackle besides the coach. And it's 3rd and 11. Two good defensive plays there to start for the Golden Arrows. Going in on the defensive line is Mason Levingston, 6'1". I'm hating to see the basketball roster because this football roster is 6'4", 6'6", 6'1", 6'3". Sullivan's basketball program has been getting really good. Two receivers are right, two running backs in the backfield. Metz, Allen. Allen pitches it, or I'm sorry, Keegan Garrison pitches it out to right, or Bryler Metz. Metz drops it. That's going to make it 4th and 12. He wouldn't have got the first down. He was covered well, but the pass was a little short by Garrison. So we're going to see a punt here by Thomas. With 3:40 to go, that's a pretty good call. The ball's at the midfield. Thomas can get an angle on this, and we can pin them down with only 3:40 to go. They've got two timeouts left. Sullivan's used one. And we can take a 21 lead to the half. Snap, punts away. Nice boot. That's going to be about the 25. It's going to roll. Great fair bounce. Catch is called. It's going to get down to the 15 maybe. And Ike Torbert's going to down it. And what a kick by Stephen Thomas.
Absolute beautiful punt. He got the bounce in his favor. And I tell you what, Brad, I want to say that's the first time we've seen him out there to punt the ball. So that's a very positive note here for the Knights. I'm knocking on wood for those of you superstitious folks.
That's right. Like to thank Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 west of Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for all your insurance needs. Get an insurance quote today. Call Chad Schottmeyer. Well, 3:28 to go in the first half. Sullivan Vermilson in the shotgun. Quick pass out to the right. It's going to be caught. He's going to get up to about the 27, and he's shoved out of bounds. And that was number 14. That was William Kyle Vermilson. So Vermilson to Vermilson, or Vermilson. I guess there's no R in there, or is there? Vernilson. want to make sure I'm saying that right. It's like Calandrilla.
Yep.
Everybody wants to say that different. I can remember when Tyler Loftmiller played football. It was Low Miller, Loftmiller, Lowell Miller. Pass is thrown. It's tipped and incomplete, and that's going to make it second down and 10. Intended receiver was the big fella, 45. That's Jackson Shake. So the clock stops, 3:21 to go in the first half. 21-0 Knights on the Great Dane scoreboard. Andrew Carter Vermilson, quarterback. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. He drops back to pass. He's being blitzed by Torbert. Torbert rolls him around, and it's overthrown. Nice defensive pressure there by Ike Torbert, just a sophomore for the Knights. And that's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was William Kyle Vernilson. And so it's third and 10.
Great coverage there by Northview's Bryler Metz.
Yep.
He's pumped up after that stop there. And
well, a lot of changes going on here. They don't huddle up. They call in a play. They snap, their clap their hands, holler, try to get the Knights offside, then they reset. Nothing there on the snap. He's going to roll out to his left. He's going to throw across his body, and he throws it behind the intended receiver, Carver Queen. I don't know if that was a little confusion there or just the way he was running to have to throw it across his body. So that's going to make it fourth and 10, and you know they're going to punt from the 25-yard line. 3:10 to go, and we've got all three timeouts.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have for the Knights here.
Yep. Well, I know we haven't called his name much tonight, but defensively for the Knights, Corbin Allen's been playing a free safety position. He hasn't been in a lot of plays, but now he slides back there to the 40, and let's see if he can run this one back. It's going to be punted away from him. He's not going to be able to return that one. It's going to roll way down about the 16-yard line, and that's going to be down by Sullivan's 24, Jaden King. So the Knights are going to have long field ahead, Jake, with 2:58 to go in the first half.
Plenty of time to try to get something accomplished, Brad. And, you know, right now Northview's in the driver's seat, no need to rush anything, and if you go into halftime, not really getting much, as long as you can hold the ball.
Yeah, we're getting the ball. Yeah, you don't want to turn it over here. You don't want to go a quick three and out and give Sullivan a chance to use their two timeouts. So we need about 4 yards per carry. And Sullivan's done a really good job adjusting and stopping the run game in the middle. You know, our last touchdown being a defensive touchdown. So it's first and 10 from the 16. You got Metz to the left. Right to the right. Garrison in the shotgun, or in the pistol. And it's spread out, and it's pitched out to Allen around the left side, and he's going to get up. He's still on his feet, breaks a couple tackles, gets up to, looks like, maybe the 23. That's going to be a big pickup for the Knights. They're going to show it at the 21, so it's going to be a 5-yard pickup. And that's going to make it second down and 5. Second effort there by Corbin Allen. So the Knights scored 21 so far. We'd like to see a 7-point spot put up here. And plenty of time. 2:20 to go. I formation tied into the right. Two receivers spread right. Pitches out to delay handoff. Wasn't fake pitch, and that's Allen. He's going to truck ahead to the 30, and that's going to be a first down. They tricked me on that one. I thought he pitched that out, and it was just a delayed handoff, and that's a first down for the Knights with 2:07 to go in the first half. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Tonight's player of the game will be Indiana's Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer. Bookmark our webpage and stream us from anywhere, WAMBradio.com. I bet Corey Clark's listening from down in New Orleans. Corey left us this season to go down there and pursue. And we got a pass play here. Garrison throws it up, and he throws an interception. Ball's intercepted. Intended receiver was Bryler Metz, and It was thrown up for anyone to get, and Carver Queen went up and grabbed that away. And that's not what you wanted with 1:34 to go. You didn't want to. That was on first down. We got another INT. So the second INT of the first half. We can't let them score any points here.
Yeah, the dungeon of Northeast defense has to do its job here and just keep following suit with the way they've been handling themselves all game.
So Vernilson takes a snap, quick pass out, and he fumbles it out of bounds. Pass was to number 14. That's William Kyle Vernilson. And it's incomplete. It's going to make it second and 10 from the 36-yard line. Want to reach more customers? Contact DLC Media. We have five Terre Haute area radio stations with thousands of listeners who can spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit our radio center at 111 West National in Brazil. Vernilson in the shotgun. Got a trips package to the left. He's going to throw it. And he's going to be blitzed heavily and brought down by Ike Torbert for a one-yard loss. Full blitz there by the Knights. Parker Jordan, Calandrilla, everybody back in the backfield, bussing. And one-yard loss makes it third and 11. 1:06, and the clock's continuing to tick. Now, if you're Sullivan, you don't want the Knights to have any time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're in no hurry. They want that clock to keep eating away. Yep. So if they turn it over on downs here and have to punt, they don't give the Knights much time to work with.
4 seconds on the play clock. Vernilson takes a snap, throws it across the middle, and it's caught by Grant Bell. Bell's going to be brought down. It's going to be a first down at the 47 with 40.3 ticks to go. The clock will stop to reset the chains. Grant Bell with the reception. Good coverage there by the Knights. They run a prevent, so you know we're not playing that tight of coverage. We've got Zach Brown and Corbin Allen both back about 30 yards off the football. Vernilson's going to throw a quick out to Williams. Williams going to get out of bounds, pick up a five, puts the ball up to about the 47. With 20.8 seconds to go. Second down and 6. Well, Sullivan ran about 39 seconds off that one play when they picked up the 38-yard pass. Now they may want to wish they had that time back, and they still have two timeouts in their pocket. Vernilson in the backfield by himself. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And takes a high snap, drops back to pass. Elias Gordon pushes him out, and Calandrilla wraps him up. Him and Ike Torbert tackle him at about the, it's going to be about the 42. It's going to be close to a first down, and we got a timeout, and we'll take one as well. The Knights lead 21-0 in the first half. We'll be back on WAMB Radio.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan. 12.2 ticks to go. Sullivan has it third and a yard. Ball's on the 43-yard line. Vernilson takes a snap. He's going to drop back to pass. A full blitz by the Knights. Throws it up, and he overthrows Vernilson. Overthrows the big fella of Jackson Shake. So fourth down and one, 8.2. They've still got one timeout left. What do you do, Jake?
Well,
you go deep or you just try getting the first down and call timeout?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'd say just go deep. I mean, really, Vernelson, he's due to have a nice pass. He's been throwing so many nice ones, they just haven't been connecting. I'd go for it, but that's just me, and I know this isn't Madden 2020. But
Vernelson's in the shotgun. He drops back. He's going to throw it, and Elias Gordon says, no, you're not, buddy, and he's hurt. Nelson is down, and he's hurt. He gets him in the left knee. We're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Come out to the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings event. You get new Chrysler Pacifica 0% for up to 60 months and $3,250 in rebate. Ram trucks as low as $345 per month or $13,000 off heavy duties. Jeep Grand Cherokee, $298 per month. Jeep Cherokee, $326 per month, all during our Jeep Adventure Days. This happens at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan as the quarterback takes a big hit from Elias Gordon, and they're going to help him off the field to Andrew Carter Vernelson. And, man, I can tell you, Jake, I seen that from up here. It bent his leg back. He was running forward, and he hit him with his shoulder pad right on the knee. And you could just see it hyperextend or hyperflex, whatever you call that. And instantly he went to the ground. They're going to help him down to the field. But I feel for the young fella because this is his first game back, and he was doing such a great job. And so the Knights are going to have the ball first and 10 from the 52. There's 1.4 seconds to go. I can't see Coach Rates just clocking it or downing it. I see him to come out and run a play, but what I would like to see is if we are going to throw it deep, I would like to see somebody with some speed stay back just in case it's intercepted. I'd like to see a Corbin Allen stay home.
I like that idea, Brad. I agree with you.
And I've coached that a lot. You know, when you're trying to run the big play at the end, you want somebody to stay home. But we'll see what happens here. Garrison's in the shotgun, double tight end set, two receivers. He's going to fake the handoff. He's just going to run it up the middle. Garrison's going to get to the 40, the 35. He's got a couple of guys to beat, the 30, and positive yards. He gets up to the 28, and a nice run there by Keegan Garrison. We haven't seen that yet this season.
Yeah, hey, good for the old Pat and the stats there.
Yep. Well, the Knights are going to end the first half with about a 17 or 18-yard scamper by Keegan Garrison. And that's going to take us to half. And on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Northview Knights 21, the Sullivan Golden Arrows 0. You're listening to Northview High School Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park Canyon IMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we rebate heat pumps and dual fuel heating and cooling systems. For additional details, contact our office for energy efficiency tips and rebates. Visit parkcountyremc.com or call 765-569-3282.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. Our weekly conversation with the Commissioner, the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, is something we look forward to. Commissioner, thanks so much for your time. Earlier in the week, you and the National Federation of High School Sports, in conjunction with one another, published an op-ed piece that has been in newspapers and other media outlets throughout the state addressing the issue of sportsmanship and specifically adult sportsmanship at athletic contests. And I know it's creating a much-needed conversation and quite the buzz around the state.
It has, Bob, and it is in concert with our sportsmanship program at the association that we've released to our member schools and the posters and other materials that we've printed and distributed with respect to adult behavior at high school sporting events. The reality is we are at a critical place now where the behavior of adults is changing the landscape of high school sports. It's changing the number of officials that choose to conduct these contests and officiate these games, and we're running into a critical shortage of officials in certain sports. It's creating an undesirable environment for young people. You know, you survey young people, and they'll tell you that the number one reason they play sports is to have fun. Well, unfortunately, us as adults, we are taking the fun away from young people. And that doesn't matter whether it's a parent or just a fan, a coach, an administrator, whoever. Adults, we have to do better, and we have to create an environment where these kids can have some fun and enjoy the games. And then there's going to come a day, and it's closer rather than later, mm-hmm. when we have to go out to a game and tell the crowd, well, we're not going to play tonight. We're going to play tomorrow night because we don't have any officials tonight. They're all booked up. And that's where it's going to. So we're working on it with the Federation, talking about adult behaviors. And this is all adults. This is parents, fans, coaches, officials, everybody that's an adult working with young people. We've got to do better. And so that's what this campaign's about. I'm excited about it because I think it's something that needs to be addressed for several years. And now we're taking it on head on. And I think it's going to be good for our high schools in the state and good for our young people.
You're specifically talking about the possibility, for example, a football sectional first round ball game. You might not have, and you're close to this right now, so this is real. You may not have enough officials to do a Friday night first round game of about 150 games around the state because officials are being driven out because of the behavioral issues that adults have.
That's correct, Bob. Last year, we need 142 crews to start the first weekend because 6A and 5A have some buys. But last year, when we started our tournament, we had 148 crews apply to work the tournament. Well, there's only six crews difference now between having the minimum number of officials to be able to start the tournament all on a Friday. We are fortunate right now, but we're heading to a bad place. There are states already that play their first round of their tournament games in football on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday because they don't have enough officials. Florida being the biggest example, they start their tournament on Thursday afternoon because they don't have enough officials. And we're heading that way. So we've got to do a better job. And this is this campaign is part of that. And then we're working with our member schools to ensure the safety of these individuals that are out there working, making sure that the experience is also rewarding for them as well. So it's all part of a bigger plan It's all part of the sportsmanship plan of the association. We're happy to partner with the Federation and our other state associations around the country to have this conversation. And we hope people will take it seriously and understand that, you know, you don't want to be that fan
right.
that walks out there
right.
and all of a sudden there's no game.
On a positive note, ESPN recognizing some honor roll type things that they're really shining a light on great experiences around the country in high schools. Carmel High School being recognized for their outstanding unified football program. And I know that's of particular interest to you and the association, and I know you care very much about this program.
It is, Bob. We started our unified program over 6 years ago with our track and field program. We've grown that to over 100 schools. Our unified flag football will have its second tournament this fall. We have over 40 schools now. That's a number that's almost doubled from last year. And ESPN is the national sponsor with Special Olympics North America and the Unified Sports Program. ESPN does an honor roll of the schools around the country that have reached a very high standard with respect to unified programming. And one school in the state of Indiana was named in that group of 34 schools around the country that have achieved the ESPN honor roll for unified sports, and that was Carmel High School. So our congratulations go out mm-hmm. to Principal Tom Harmus and athletic directors Bruce Wolf and Jimmy Inske and what they do for young people. And it's part of what we call the inclusion revolution. It's a way to make schools feel better and make kids feel better about going to school and making sure that every kid is included. And we just want to congratulate them for the outstanding work they do.
The commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. Commissioner, thank you. We'll do this next week.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com. Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711 or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan High School. The Northview Knights put up 21 points, Jake, in the first half, something we haven't done the first two games of the season.
Yeah, they were just holding back a little bit so they could just let the floodgates unfold here in this game and from here on out. And I tell you what, it's been nice to be able to finally call some of these touchdowns with you, Brad.
Yep, 111 to go in the first half, or 111 in. We had a one-yard touchdown run by Corbin Allen. Then with 7:14 to go, we had a 61-yard touchdown pass thrown to Brylin or Metz from Garrison. That was a beautiful setup play. They faked it into the inside to Corbin. Everybody stopped, and Metz, he was only about 8 yards. He was about where the line of scrimmage was when Garrison tossed that ball over his shoulder, and he caught it in full stride. Perfect pitch and catch, and 61 yards, he ran it down. Then the defense did what the Knights Dungeon needs to do. They got us another touchdown, and what a touchdown it was. It was kind of a busted play. Jonathan Bradford was back on the running back, and it was a backwards lateral. It was a backwards pass behind the line of scrimmage. So that's a live ball when it hits the turf. There wasn't a scrum or anything for it. Jonathan Bradford, it was right at his feet. Instead of falling on it like most 95% of the people would have done, and we coaches say, hey, if it's not a clean scoop and score, you want to fall on it. Don't let it squirm away. Don't let anybody else get it. As smart as that young man was, Jonathan Bradford picked it up two hands like he was a center, put it in his chest before he even moved, and ran, scampered it in 4 yards for the 20th point, And then that kid that we love, that Stephen Thomas, come in and he put his third PAT up. That's your scoring for the first half. The downfall is interceptions. We've had four. You know, good thing is we've been able to keep Sullivan from capitalizing on it. They've had two and a fumble. So the first half, the Knights have done what we need them to do. They've scored points. You can't win the game if you don't score any points, and that's something we've been focused on. We said the offense was going to get better as we went, and we are. We're doing better. So we're getting closer to where we need to be. We want to get this first WIC win. That's very important. But it's a tale of two halves. We have to come out and we got to put up another 21. Or we can't allow them to put up 21.
Yeah, exactly. Brad, like we talked about in the first half, you know, no lead is a safe lead. And I guarantee you, Coach Rates and company, they're preaching to their team right now as they're coming out of the locker room getting ready for this next half that you cannot be content right here. This is a good team we're playing. They're going to come out of this second half hungry with essentially nothing to lose. You know, their back's against the wall. They're going to come out
and swinging. They lost their quarterback.
They got things, you know, kind of going awry for them, but they're going to come back and try to prove a point. And if you're the Northview Knights, you got to keep putting the pedal to the metal. You can't let up, and you know what? Just keep it going. You know, there's no sympathy in competition right here to an extent.
Yeah, well.
But as soon as you start thinking that you have a safe lead, that's when it backfires.
And, well, football's one of them sports that you really can't run the score up on. As long as you're not trying to throw 100-yard passes and stuff, you know, fake punts and stuff like that, it's a competitive sport. You're running it out. I want to give a prayer out to the quarterback here that was just injured with 4 seconds to go in the first half for Sullivan. We just had report that he's headed to get MRIs tomorrow. Number 7, Andrew Carter Vernilson, his first game back this season. Elias Gordon was going for the sack, got him on the knee and buckled him back. And Carter reaching out and want you to, you know, wishing you the best, a speedy recovery. Hate to see any young athlete, hate to see anybody get hurt, but especially a young athlete like Vernilson. You know, he's a senior, got probably a lot going out. Let's hope it's just a little strain or something and he can rehab and get back. So, well, we got 2:40 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard here in the halftime show, Jake. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the first half wrap-up as the Knights come back to the field. The Knights lead on the Great Dane scoreboard 21-0 at halftime from Sullivan. You're listening to WAMBRadio.com.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to halftime here from Sullivan High School. Beautiful weather, Jake. The sun has finally set. The lights are on. It's Friday Night Lights, and our Knights have a 21-point lead. Got something very special coming up here for Northview. It's the second annual year of the Northview Hall of Knights. Attention Northview sports fans, the second annual Hall of Knights banquet will be held on September 21st at North Clay Middle School. Starts at 6 p.m. This year's inductees include Bob Medworth, Jan Gamble, Steve Kidwell, Kenny Rowan, and Tad Robbins. Dinner tickets are $20 and will be available through September 13th. Be a part of a special homecoming weekend. For more information, contact AD Scott Buell or Coach Craig Trout at Northview High School. Proceeds benefit Northview Sports. That is something they introduced last year. The Buell that Bethany and Scott brought in as being the new ADs, they brought in this Hall of Knights. To think about that, we're in sports, but we're talking about Hall of Knights. We're talking about the best of the best. We've got a Bob Medworth, the band director. Probably, I would say he's probably the best in the state.
Oh, most definitely.
He's
heck,
probably
best in the country. Yeah,
that's why he's getting ready to say he's probably higher up than state.
Oh yeah.
I bet if they rank him, I don't know. They may rank him, but.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you got to give credit to his wife, Ruth, and his staff. I mean, he had an awesome staff, which now he put the reins over. But
hasn't put the reins over. I see him out there all the time.
Yeah,
he's still churning that butter knife.
He's got the lifetime NMK, but he's not the actual director yep. anymore, but he still helps out.
Yeah.
But, you know, him and Ruth Ann both, they got a ring for each finger.
Yep.
You know, one at Brazil and then nine at Northview, and it's awesome.
And that's amazing.
It's amazing. It's absolutely unheard of for any type of competition, whether
yep.
it be sport or band or
and the band
guard
will,
or
the know, band will be starting their competitions. And, you know, follow them. You know, follow our Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. You know, DLC Media, WAMB Radio. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming up that we're going to keep going on. Jan Gamble. Jan was athletic director, I don't know how many years, but just a great staple of the community. Jan was such a nice person. I remember, you know, when I was in middle school and she was the athletic director then, just a super lady. Steve Kidwell, president at
Riddell National Bank,
the first president that I've went in and walked into the bank and said, congratulations on getting to where you're at. You know, he worked his way through the bank, and Steve's a great guy. He's a huge race fan. He's probably up in Indianapolis right now watching some kind of racing. Steve's a great guy.
Oh, yep. Yeah, he's been a family friend for a long time.
Yep.
And, you know, I've had family that have worked at the bank for decades, and I actually got to work at the bank. He gave me an opportunity a
Sweet.
Couple summers back.
Good.
So, yeah, awesome. And
But
I mean,
to see him go from the bottom to the top, and
oh,
work
yeah.
his
he's
way
a,
through
he's,
it.
He's a self-made man,
yep.
and he's done a lot, and he's got a great family, and, you know, he's a hard worker, and he's an awesome guy, too.
And one of the other inductees, Kenny Rowan. Can't talk more about that guy. He 1,000-point score at Northview. First guy I ever seen in high school dunk the basketball. And you know what? He had zero showboating.
Oh, yeah.
He showed zero emotion. Every once in a while, you'd get a fist pump out of him. Man, I can remember being a little kid watching Kenny Rowan come up and down the court, waiting on him just to dunk the basketball. State trooper now, daughter Michaela come through here. She's great basketball player.
Yep.
Now she's working up in Indianapolis for the Indianapolis Indians. She's
yep.
big in their ticketing and marketing and stuff.
Yep, Michaela and I graduated together. She had not only a successful high school basketball career, but continued as a four-year, I'm not going to say four-year starter. I know she started 4 years, but at University of Southern Indiana.
Which is a great college to play basketball
great
for.
Great college, great program.
Yep. And then the last one's Tad Robbins. Tad, you know, stable of the community. Tad's a great guy. You know, he's not – when you talk about sports and you talk about Northview and you talk about – you don't hear a lot about Tad, but Tad's, you know, Tad's done a lot.
Yeah, he went to the Naval Academy.
Right.
He was kind of a I don't know what the word is. Somebody I looked up to because, I mean, there was a time back in the day that's what I kind of wanted to try
yeah.
to do, go to the Naval Academy. And his mom was one of my geometry teachers, and she kind of linked me up with him. Great guy, great family.
All right. Well, we got the kickoff, and it's taken by Noah Miner at the 20. He's at the 30, the 40. He's going to break it up to the 50-yard line. What a run back by Noah Miner. Or I'm sorry, that was Zach Brown. Noah Miner was out front. That was Zach Brown with that return. Brown back with Corbin Allen. And he gets it right to midfield. A nice run back there to start the second half. Speaking of Riddell National Bank, Steve Kidwell, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. New location on South 41 in Terre Haute, right across from the fairgrounds. Beautiful branch. And they also have the one there on 46, the Walmart, across from Meyer. First and 10 Knights. Garrison's going to hand it off to Allen. Allen scampers up to the line of scrimmage, rushes ahead, still on his feet, gets up to about the 45, 46. Let's see where they spot. If they give him progress to the 46, they don't. It's going to be at the 47, so a pickup of three. Second down and seven. everyone from Sullivan, but the coach there again in on the tackle as they're plugging up that center. They're not even covering receivers on that handoff. And I know the coach is up top, Jake. They're seeing that, and that's where that seam came in a little bit ago to Briler Metz. So you got Metz to the far right, to the Knights sideline, and Elias Gordon out there. And Garrison's going to roll around to that side. He throws it out. It's going to be a holding. It's going to come back. It's received by Briler Metz up to the 35, but that one's coming back as Zach Calandrilla is going to be flagged for holding. That's not going to be good, so that's going to take it, make it second down and 20. What would have been a first down from the 35 is now going to make it second down and about 20.
You hate to see it, Brad, but if you're north of you, you know what? You can't dwell over it too long.
No.
Nope. Like we said, you get better, and they're going to move on here. And
well, and that's the thing, too, is the holding didn't affect the play in any way.
Yep.
You know, that's a mistake that you don't want to have, but that ended up being a 15-yard penalty because they're 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So we got second down and a mile. They need to get to the 40, so it's 20. It's 24 yards. Second down and 24. Two receivers to the right, same formation.
I tell you what, I think Keegan can throw it a mile, honestly. So let's see here what they decide to do.
It's the same thing. Garrison's going to roll around to the right. He throws it out, and it's going to be caught, and that's caught by Josh Wright. Josh Wright picks up about, I don't know, we're going to call it at least 9. And that's going to make it third and long still, but it's manageable. I run the same formation. I make them stop me because they don't have enough defenders over there. And this time we're going to go two receivers to the left, Gordon to the right in the slot. Pistol formation, Gordon slides in motion. Snap, fakes a handoff to Allen, pass to Gordon. Gordon gets the pass at the 40-yard line. He stumbles up to the 32-yard line, and that's going to be a Knights first down.
What a dime piece there by Keegan Garrison. And those of you that don't know what dime piece means, that means it was absolute perfect, absolute beautiful pass right there.
That was right, and he led Gordon. He was 3 yards ahead of Gordon with his speed. Gordon was in, Elias was in full sprint, and he picked up the Knights' first down. So it's first and 10 from the 33, and we're rolling now. I formation, two receivers to the right. Corbin Allinger back. Elias Gordon. Fakes the handoff to Gordon. He's lead blocker. Allen's hit for a loss, but he falls forward. He's going to pick up 2 on the second effort there. That young man's leg strength is something else.
Yeah, he's a stud. And like we talked about last week, he is he's a highly tuned athlete.
Well, his mom used to message us last year and tell us he was second. It was second half Corbin or second string or I don't know. It was something about him being second because he only scored in the second half at the end of the game and stuff like that. Second half Allen or something. Well, now the pressure's on him because we've got to rely on him because he's the horse, and he's doing it tonight.
Yes, he is. He's doing a great job, and here he goes again.
And he gets hit in the backfield by 36, and that's Kenton Williams, but he still dives ahead and picks up a yard or two. He's got that Walter Payton mentality. The first hit might be for a yard loss, but he's still going to get something out of it. Oh, sweetness.
Yeah, what do they call it on Waterboy? A highly tuned athletic machine.
Highly tuned athletic machine. And you're right, he is. I mean, you've coached him in baseball. You've seen him in baseball. You know what he's like. The kid sees.
Oh, yeah.
He's very, very intelligent when it comes to athleticism. I formation again. Gordon front. Allen back, hand off to Allen, fakes it, he runs out, play action, got me again, passed out in the flat to 34, that's Noah Miner. Miner gets a pass, and I didn't even see Keegan pocket that. I didn't see it, and that's going to be a Knights first down. It's going to make it first and 10 from the 17, so a pickup of 11 there.
Yeah, you know, if we can't see it from up here, then Solomon's defense probably can't see it down there either.
No.
We got the better vantage point up here, so you know that Northie's doing a great job with their trickery right there.
And great, great quarterback mentality and movability by Keegan. Elias Gordon goes in motion, hands off to Allen. Allen busts up the middle. He's going to break through. He's going to get up to the 5, the 4. He dives forward, and he's just short of the goal line. About a 15, maybe 16-yard just bum rush up the middle by Corbin Allen. And their ball spotted between the 1 and the 2, so it's going to be first and goal again with 8:26 to go in the third on your Great Dane scoreboard. Corbin Allen was a burst of energy there. I formation, two receivers left, tight end left. Elias Gordon in the front. And Corbin's going to get the handoff. He dives up the middle, and it's going to be... Ooh, they're going to have him at the goal line. Don't see a signal, so it's going to be second down and goal. Allen's a little gimpy getting up, but you know that kid. His foot's going to have to be still in his shoe laying down there for him not to play.
Yeah, it's bound to happen. You're probably going to limp when you get tackled by about 5 guys because that's how much it takes to get you down. But you know what? He bounces back up. I'm going to guess he's probably going to get the ball again.
I give it to him again. If not, this time I maybe give it to Elias as the first guy through. Keegan might keep it, and he does. Keegan Garrison's going to walk in. They didn't expect that, and the Knights going to get a 1-yard touchdown by Keegan Garrison. And now the Knights have 27 on the Great Dane scoreboard, and Stephen Thomas is going to come in for this fourth PAT.
You love to see it, Brad. You love to see it. Everything that was, it was almost, these past few weeks, we almost had this. We almost had that. The floodgate has broken through.
Noah Miner with
offense.
That kickoff return really helped, too. Snaps down by White, kicks up, and it's good. Stephen Thomas puts it through the uprights on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's 28 Knights, 0 Arrows. We'll be back on WAMB Radio.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there's no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan. The Knights just scored, and Stephen Thomas is going to kick it off for the Knights. And it kicks off. It's going to be picked up about the 10-yard line by Cody Adams. Jaden King. King's going to get up to about the 36-yard line. Or 31-yard line where he's hit by a host of Knights, and that's going to make it first and 10 for Sullivan. Jake, now is when the Knights defense needs to just get off the field. Get three and out and get off the field. Don't give any opportunities here. Don't let Sullivan get a little spark, anything to kindle some kind of a burn. You know, they don't have any grass in the middle of the field. It'll spread quickly. Handoff up the middle. He's going to rush up for about an 8-yard pickup. Skinner with the carry.
Got to give credit to old Skinner, Brad. He's been having one great game today, and he's honestly been one of the few bright spots so far for the Sullivan offense. And
yeah, backup quarterback come in for Sullivan is Tristan Drake, 6'2", 185-pound junior. So we got Trips right. Pistol formation, handoff up the middle again, and nothing there. Elias Gordon was the only thing there. Elias going to get him a snack for a sack, and that's a loss of two, and that's going to make it second or third down and four. Can't say too little about this line for the Knights. When you've got Ike Torbert, Elias Gordon, Bussing, and Zach Calandrilla in that middle, it's tough. Trips right, drops back to pass, and it's going to be, oh, great coverage there by Dylan White. I thought he had an interception. I thought Mr. White was going to get him an interception. That was intended for William Kyle Vernilson. And that's fourth and four for the Arrows. Dylan White almost timed that just right.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job so far today. He hasn't really been racking up any stats by any means on the defensive end, but he's been doing a lot of kind of the behind-the-scenes work about putting the good pressure on him, and a lot of these incomplete passes have been because of him.
Sullivan's going to go for it on fourth and four. They throw the quick out, and they're going to get it. They're going to get it. Metz with the tackle, and it was thrown out to Skinner. Skinner, it's going to be hard to take the ball away from that big man.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, you're talking about basketball roster. I would not want to have to be in the paint with that big dude.
No, and I'll tell you where else I wouldn't want to be. He's on a wrestling mat.
Yeah, you got that right.
I mean, I'm sure he's very athletic the way he runs up and down the football field. Wide receiver, as big as he is, that's amazing. I mean, that's what you see in the NFL. And those are full-grown men. Those aren't 17, 18-year-olds. Quarterback takes the snap. He's going to throw a quick out, and it's just a bad pass. That's the Tristan Drake, the backup quarterback, throws it out in the flat to Carver Queen, and Queen can't, it's just a bad pass. Good coverage there by the Knights. Second and 10, ball's spotted on the 43. I didn't expect a 28-0 right off the get-go for the Knights. I really didn't. I thought Sullivan was going to give us a good game. But I'm glad to see we finally got some offense and we got it in the end zone. Drake's going to roll around to the right side. He's going to throw it, and it's short. Carver was covered really well. Dylan White cut back in on that, but there were so many people back here in the coverage. You had Zach Brown. You had Sampson. You had Corbin Allen. You had White. And Carver Queen was the only one back here for the Arrows. So, but I'm telling you, our secondary has come a long ways from that first scrimmage against Terre Haute South. I thought after that scrimmage, Jake, I thought if we don't get somebody out here that's 6'1 or 6'2, we're going to get beat. Trips right, one to the left. Single running back. Drake takes a high snap, throws it over the middle. It's a nice catch by Grant Bell. Grant Bell jumps up and gets it. As I just talked about the height, Grant Bell, one of the shortest kids on the field, jumps in the air about the 45, takes that out of the air, stumbles up to the 40, and Sullivan's going to pick up a first down. And that doesn't hurt you. That doesn't hurt you. It was a good play. Bowen Bussing was right there, almost got a big paw on it. So we got trips left, nobody to the right. Motion, that's going to be Grant Bell. Grant Bell, full blitz by the Knights, and oh my goodness, nobody could block him, and in comes Sampson, and Sampson done what he should be doing. Sampson gets a tackle for a 5-yard loss and almost got the handoff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was jumping the gun. He was ready to go. Perfect timing.
That was
right
a
there.
Full blitz, and I hope when his dad rewinds and replays that video with him tonight, he gives him kudos on that one, because I can tell you right there, Braxton Sampson did what he's been taught since he was probably 5 years old, and that's see it, smell it, and go get it.
That's right.
So we got three receivers to the right, one to the left. Look for that quick slant across the middle. It's going to be a quick pass, and it is. It's a slant. It's going to be intercepted, and that's Sampson with his second interception.
Have a day, young fella.
And the Knights fans over there are going crazy as Braxton Sampson, just a sophomore, gets his second interception after he just blitzed. And, Jared, I know you're listening to us. Boy, you may have to buy that kid some Dairy Queen tonight.
Yeah, he's earned every bit of that. And I tell you what, I just want to give a shout-out to our awesome community. It's awesome to look over there. You got about a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
And our bleachers are full on the away side, and that's just the Northview way.
Yep. Win or lose.
Win or lose. Doesn't matter the sport. Our fans travel, and it's awesome to see.
Well, it's first and 10 from the 27. Knight's got the ball, 4:33 to go in this third quarter. Garrison in the pistol. He's going to pitch it out to Allen. Allen's going to be hit for a loss this time. They finally get him for a loss, and I think that's probably the first negative yards for Corbin Allen. And the thing about that was it was pitched right into traffic. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the community, Park County REMC, your Touchdown Energy Cooperative, thanks for Park County REMC for being on board to make this broadcast happen. If you're interested in broadcasting, you're interested in advertising in our broadcast, get a hold of DLC Media, 5 Terre Haute radio stations with thousands of listeners who want to spend money at your business. Call 812-420-2518 or visit the Radio Center at 111 West National in downtown Brazil. Garrison in the shotgun. Metz going to be his lead blocker. Garrison's going to keep it. Rushes up, gets back to about the 26-yard line. Still going to be 3rd and 11, maybe 12, depending on, yeah, he's going to spot the tail of the ball at the 25. So Parker Jordan playing a little offense there. He's going to go out. Zach Calandrilla comes back in. Like to thank Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Got a power formation. Gordon goes in motion. Garrison's going to drop back to pass. He's got a lot of time. He throws it out, and it's caught. Got a flag. The ball's going to be caught by Briler Metz, but we got a flag.
Kind of looks like Bowen might have got somebody in the back. Holding.
Okay. So that's going to be a big penalty because the flag's laying at the 20. That's going to put us back at the 10. It's going to be 3rd and about a mile. The ball will be on the 10. It'll be 3rd and 27 yards.
Hate to see it, Brad. It's the second time that we've had such a great pass.
Yeah, that was a first down.
Got to take it back because of the penalty, and hate to see that if you're Northview Knight.
Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. See Tony Lorenz at Lorenz Service. 2:54, clock's running in the third, and we're faced with 3rd and 28. I run it right here. I spread the field, and I run Corbin Allen right up the middle. Well, we got Josh Wright all the way out to the sideline. Elias Gordon in the slot. We're going to throw it. Garrison rolls around his right. He throws it to Metz. Metz going to get up to about the 20, but we got another flag, and this could be holding on the defense. Elias Gordon looked like he was being held. It could be defensive holding, and we're going to want to take it. Nope, it's an eligible man downfield. Ineligible receiver. So I don't know. They're going to decline the penalty, so that's going to make it 4th down. And it makes it a little better room, though. A little better room for Thomas because our snaps have not been the greatest.
Yeah.
We're struggling at the long snapper position. So if you're a young fella listening up or you're standing over there on the side, your son is standing on the sidelines, get him some YouTube videos. Get him some instruction. We need a long snapper here for the Knights. Thomas stands on his 5. And the snap, it's high right to him, slow. He gets the foot in it, and it's a nice high punt. Fair catch is called at the 49-yard line. Kyle Vernelson is going to catch that ball to 49, and Sullivan will have the ball with 2:13 to go in the third period. Like to thank York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Go see Rob York out at York Automotive. They've also got a location there in Greencastle, Indiana. Speaking of Greencastle, they'll be coming up here shortly. I got to take a peek. I didn't even look to see. I was focused on this game, Jake. I wanted to see us coming here and get the big win tonight. That's what I was focused on. But next week, we're back on the turf at Northview at Jerry Anderson Field as the Golden Green Vikings from West Vigo come to town for the best rivalry in football for the Northview Knights.
It's going to be a great one.
We got a timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMBRadio.com.
Come out to York Chevy Buick on US 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings. Try the all-new Chevy Blazer for as low as $299 per month. New Silverados up to 20% off. Chevy Equinox, $199 per month. Chevy Colorado, $169 per month. Buick Encore's 23% off. And Buick Envision's up to 15% off. Only at one place. York Chevy Buick, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan High School. The Knights lead 28-0. Sullivan has the football after a punt of about 45 yards by Stephen Thomas. Well, the Knights were plagued with penalties there on that last one, Jake, so the offense was moving the ball. We just couldn't get by the yellow hanky. Snap, hand off to the right side. That's going to be a nice run. And pick up there by Grant Bell. Bell's going to pick up about eight. He was hit in the backfield and drug. Who was riding him piggyback?
I did not tell who was riding him piggyback, but Zach Brown came out of nowhere and made sure he didn't go.
Oh, yeah, Brown
set.
Got the tackle. But well, different defensive set here for the Knights as Bowen Bussing has switched sides here with Ike Torbert. Maybe they see something there. So you got Calandrilla on the left side. Snap. Here comes the blitz. It's going to be a quick throw out. And are they going to call the catch? They do. They call the catch. It's going to be short. It's going to be short by a half a yard. And that's going to make it third and a half yard. As it was a nice quick out there because the blitz was coming. If he wouldn't have thrown that, Jake, it would have been ugly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a team of Knights there. Almost everybody on the defensive side going right at him. And got to give kudos to him to withstand the pressure.
The Knights dungeon has got to get a stop here. It's third and short. Two receivers left, two receivers are right. Got one in motion. They're going to drop it. Fumbles the football. Picks it up. Rushes ahead, and he's going to get the first down. Nice play there by the backup quarterback, Tristan Drake, to take that off the dirt. And I'm sorry, that was not Drake. Drake has been replaced by William Kyle Vernilson, the brother to Andrew Carter that got hurt in the first. Takes a snap, drops back, quick pass out to the flats, caught by Grant Bell. Bell's going to pick up about four. And that's probably going to do it as there's 20 seconds and the clock's ticking. Let's see what Sullivan wants to do. I mean, they need every second. You're trailing by 28, but I don't think they're going to run a play. Two receivers left, two to the right, 7 seconds. Well, they take the snap. They hand it off up the middle. Dylan Williams, and he's going to be hit for a loss. No, they're going to give him forward motion. He's going to get a yard or two. So that's going to bring it third, make it third and three, and that's going to bring us to the end of the third. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Northview Knights 28, the Sullivan Arrows 0. We'll be back with the fourth and final stanza from Sullivan High School. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, and 99.5 WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter and final quarter. After this, Jake, we'll have the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Well, Sullivan has the ball, third and three. Snap, hands off up the middle. Going to rush out to the left side. He's pushed out. He's got some room, and he's pushed out of bounds. He's going to get the first down. And it's a pickup of about, what, seven? Eight? I can't see exactly where it's spotted. But it's going to be a first down for Sullivan, and they finally got some offense going their direction. Now's when we need them to turn it over like they have the past four times.
That's right. See if the defense can come through right on cue here.
First and 10 from the 14. Bad snap, misdirection, nothing there. Gordon's going to wrap him up and give him a loss. A loss of probably one. So it's going to be second and 11. So, Jake, what do you think so far about these Knights?
Well, I tell you what, I think they did a good job of letting the past be in the past, and it looks like they had the focus this week of coming out and being ready to put it to Sullivan, and it looks like they're executing their game plan, and I love to see it.
Trips right. Vernilson's going to drop back to pass. Nothing there. He's going to scamper. He runs it. He cuts up, and he dives, and it's going to be touchdown Sullivan, William Kyle Vernilson, with a 14-yard touchdown run, and the Sullivan Golden Arrows put six on the Great Dane scoreboard with 10:57 to go in the game. Sullivan gets their first positive thing of the game, Jake.
Yeah, I tell you what, Brad, honestly, Sullivan's kind of they're kind of how Northview was last week. They had a lot of decent opportunities, and just at the last second, it didn't go their way, and they finally got one across. But I tell you what, they've been kind of chomping at the bit here for quite a while. So
we got a looks like a foreign exchange student kicking. It kicks up and it's good. It's Leon Glusip, Leon, and he puts it through the upright. So it's 28-7. Sullivan does what they needed to do a long time ago. They marched the field and put it in the end zone and through the uprights. Jake. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. For all your home improvement needs, see Timberland. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Also like to thank PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of this community. And I'll tell you what, the Maurer family has been a staple of the community. Kenny was one of the original founding board members and pushed for the youth football. Just a great family there. Kicks away. It's going to be taken by Metz. Metz going to rush up to about the 35 where he's tackled by Sullivan. But we have a yellow flag thrown. Or nope, that was – I can't get this receiving. They keep switching up on me. That was Zach Brown. The penalty is going to be holding against the Knights. Here we go again with another penalty. And I think we had this a couple years down here at Sullivan. And we lost. It was 7 seconds to go. We lost on 13 flags.
Oh, wow.
So we're playing with a kickoff tee. Nope. Young fellow's going to rush out there and get it. So it's first and 10 from the 25, where we could have had it about the 40. Nice return there for the Knights, but all for nil. Zach Brown. So we got Josh Wright to the left, Bryler Metz to the left in the slot, double tight end set, Elias Gordon a fullback, hands off to Allen, Allen around the left side, he's got some blocking, he's going to bust two tackles, three tackles, he's still on his feet, he's going to get up for a 9-yard gain. Corbin Allen was hit at the line of scrimmage, he stumbles and he fumbles and he beast modes his way up there, and he picks up at least 9. Wow.
I've said it before, and I'll probably say it again, but the kid's a stud, Brad.
He is. He is a stud. Just wish his dad would have been a stud growing up. We grew up together, and I remember taking his dad roller skating for the very first time. They moved here from Tennessee. His mom and dad were great people. They retired railroader and back down in Tennessee, but the Allen family, great kids and great stock. Hand off to Allen. He's going to rush up the middle. He's going to get first down yardage on this one, I think. Maybe not. Maybe short. Nope, it's a first down. Got to thank York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil at York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. Also like to thank Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You're our neighbor. New location, South 41 across from the fairgrounds in Terre Haute, Indiana. Riddell National Bank. Receiver split left, double tight end set. Allen the only one in the backfield. Hand off, nope, fake. Going to be a keeper by Garrison. Garrison's going to get a good little run up. He's going to pick up 6. And that's going to make it second down and 4. So maybe 5, pick up a 5. Jake, what's the birthday celebration look like? Got big family function going on or anything like that?
Oh, Brad, I don't know. I think it's going to be spent with my family. I think there's going to be good pizza to be had, and just most importantly, just good quality time with the old family.
That's the way it should be. Tell your mom and dad I said hi and your grandma. Miss seeing your grandma. You know, I used to get up there to the food pantry when Norma's still alive and always got an opportunity. Got a handoff up the middle. It's Corbin Allen.
Keep
He's going to break one. He goes from the 40-yard line, and he stumbles all the way up to the 30. That's going to be at least a 27-yard pickup right up the middle. Corbin Allen on first down just blitzes, bloods right through the middle.
Corbin is a man on a mission tonight, Brad, and he's the staple of this offense
yep.
right now.
Yep. Yep. Nice blocking there, too, by the line. A little misread there. I think they thought the pass was coming. They thought that was the fake. Keegan Garrison's doing a great job with his ball movement tonight.
Yes, he is. He's doing a great job hiding it and being deceiving.
Pitches this one out to Allen. Allen's going to catch it at the 35, and he's going to dive up to the 33. Wow. He's a missile.
He is. He got tripped up a tad, or I think he was gone.
He reminds me of them Nerf darts. You know, you pull it back, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and as soon as he gets the ball, it's just like, bam, he's there.
Yep.
So, second down. We got a timeout by the official. Got a timeout here. The official's talking to the coach. We're trying to see what's going on. I can't tell what he's telling him. The band's playing during the game. That's it. The band can't play during the game, so they're getting a little excited. Scoreboard ain't as favorable as they want to be. Maybe they want to drown out the cadence.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, they've been doing that all game.
Yeah, they have. They just got on this side of the field.
Yep.
So we've got second down and 4. Two receivers to the left. Gordon on the slot. Gordon's going to go in motion. Pistol formation, and it's going to be a fake to Allen. Allen with a saving block, throws it to Gordon, and it just misses Elias Gordon. just missed it. Same play as Gordon had before, and he just missed him.
Just threw the fingertips right there.
That was about a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it needed to be about 93.
Yep.
Look at Elias. He's like, gosh, can you believe he's gimpy a little bit, but.
I know we haven't talked about him too much tonight, but Corbin Allen right there.
That block?
He had a nice block.
Yeah.
He's doing it all. Not only is he running the ball well, but he's making he's making it possible for others too, and that's a good teammate right there, good team player.
Same formation, two to the left, pistol with Corbin back about 8-9 yards, and Gordon's going to go in motion. This time they hand it off to Corbin, and
there
he's going to go right back up the seam. Another pickup of 9. And fourth quarter Corbin is what his mom called him. I just thought about it because he always got in when we had a big lead or whatever. Fourth quarter Corbin is doing it again this year, being in the starting role, but he's done it all four quarters.
Yeah,
we're going to have to go from fourth quarter to four quarter Corbin.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's four quarter Corbin, he's also 1, 2, and 3 as well, and he's been doing it all night.
Yeah. Mom Tanya's a nurse, and been friends with Tanya as far as long as I can remember, and you know, these kids, they've got a younger son that's playing football, Kale, and just a stay. Oh, we got our first mistake. It's a drop by Garrison. He's got to throw that away. It was a bad exchange to Allen. It was fumbled. He picked it up off the turf. He had plenty of time just to throw it out of bounds, but he just carried it, and then we're going to lose 9 yards on the first down play. But back to the Allen family. They got a young football player. He's a sixth grader, going to be a seventh grader, Kale. I had the opportunity to coach him in second grade. They played him up in the third, fourth grade league, and he was a beast then.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the smallest kids as a second grader playing against fourth graders. And I'll tell you what, I had him as middle linebacker, and all I'd tell him was, see it, smell it, and eat it. And he would go get it. So I formation, two receivers are right. Elias Gordon's going to fake. They're going to get the handoff faked and a missed block. Corbin Allen gets the ball, and as he gets the ball, he's just wrapped up. And that was number 14. That was William Kyle Vernilson. Yep, that's not the direction we want to go here. I know the clock continues to run, but it's second and oh, my goodness. What do we got, Jake? The scoreboard says 18. I know it's more than 18. We're almost 18 yards from the first down sticks.
Yeah, I don't know, really. It's hard to tell up
well,
here.
We're 24 yards. Yeah, third and 24. They just corrected the scoreboard. So now we got a different formation. We got a receiver right, Gordon in the slot. It's going to be a pass. It's a blitz. Garrison's going to be sacked at the 40-yard line. The Knights line has just given up. And that's what we don't need in the fourth quarter because we don't want to see Corbin get hurt. We don't want to see Keegan get hurt. We don't want to see a lineman get hurt.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, like we've talked about, it's kind of been the theme ever since we got that lead, but you can't get complacent. You can't get complacent and get lazy because that's when bad things start to happen. And if you're solving right now, you're licking your chops and saying, here's our chance.
Yep. Yep, you're right. Yeah, I mean, it's too little too late for Sullivan. I think it's going to take a miracle at 4:40 to go. They still have the two timeouts, but Stephen Thomas is going to come in to punt it. He's standing at the 45. It's a high snap. He gets his leg into it, and it's blocked. It's blocked. It's going to be covered. It's going to be covered at the 49, and that's what I've said. We need a punter. I mean, we need a long snapper. That ball took forever to get back there.
Yeah.
And that was an all-out blitz by Sullivan. They weren't playing the return. And they're going to have great field position with 4:27 to go in the game.
Yeah, they are. And I tell you what, 4:27 doesn't seem like a bunch, but it's a long time.
Our offense has got to recoup over there. Somebody's got to talk to the linemen. They got to get their head in the game. Worst part of it is four of them are out here on defense. 4:27 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights lead 28-7. Handoff faked. It's going to be Kyle Vernilson keeping it up the middle. He's going to rush up to the 38-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 7. They're going to make it second down and 3 or 4, depending the spot. Clock runs because it was a running play, so we're going to have about 4 minutes by the time they get to the line, the clock shows 4 minutes, so this is not what Sullivan needs. Coach is going to have to get in a hurry up. They've just lost 15 seconds off the clock, Jake, and they haven't even started their cadence. Three receivers to the right, and they're still confused. Five on the play clock, four. They may not get it off. They do just get it off, and they're going to fake the throw. He's going to run it right, throws it back. It's going to be a first down, but the clock, they lost a minute off the clock there running one play. So the clock management's not in the favor of Sullivan right now. Clock runs, 3:30 to go. First and 10 from the 31. And Kyle Vernilson's in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back to pass. He's going to throw it. It's caught. And a big hard hit. Big hard hit. That catch was by number two. That's Carver Queen. I don't know who that was. It looks like 26.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a guess.
Was that Corbin?
We've talked about him a few times
tonight. Was that the fourth quarter Corbin that came in on that?
That was the fourth quarter Corbin right there, Brad. And he, think he knocked the wind out of him.
Yep, Queen's going to know where 26 is at on the field next time. For Nelson's in the shotgun. Knight's showing blitz. We got a false start. False start on the arrows. Knights had full all-out blitz. Everybody was blitzing but the corners. So that's gonna hurt for Sullivan. Well, clock's running, 2:45 to go in the fourth. Vernilson takes a snap, fakes a handoff, rolls to the left. He looks to pass. And he's got a receiver, and he throws it out of bounds. Pass complete to Grant Bell, but it's a short gain. He gets up to at least a 27, so it's going to be a pickup of 6, if not 7. He gets out of bounds. That'll stop the clock, but it's third down. Knights haven't been able to score here in the second half. Three receivers right, tight end left. Vernilson takes a snap, rolls out. He's going to be blitzed, and he's sacked. That was Ike Torbert who slowed him down, and Jonathan Bradford who wrapped his legs up, and Parker Jordan finished him off. Gang sack for the Knights led by Ike Torbert. Two minutes to go. Sullivan. Nope, it's an official timeout. Well,
huddled,
what are we doing?
Being huddled around or huddled by some Sullivan golden arrows. I don't know what the
yeah,
what
I don't.
The
I don't
is.
Know what's going on in the field here.
Might be strategic.
It might be. Yeah.
Kind of like acting like you're tying your shoe on an inbounds play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's 4th and 10, 2:08 to go. They have to go for it. This one's pretty much all but over. It's going to take some trickery. They're going to have to score on – they're going to have to get the first down here and score pretty quick and get an onside kick. So you've got – Jacob Skinner in the backfield with Kyle Vernilson. Three receivers left, one to the right. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught by the big fella, 45, Skinner. Skinner gets up to about the 10, or I mean the 15. I don't know who tackled him. Whoever it was had to hit him hard because he's a big man. And it's first and goal. Nope, first and 10, so I can't see the spot on this dirty field. The scoreboard's showing it on the 12, so it's first and 10 from the 12. Knights looking to blitz again. Two men moving in motion. One set. Quarterback's going to keep it around the left side. We got holding. No flag. Yep, they get the flag. They finally get the flag coming in, so that's going to help the Knights out. That's going to put the ball back on about the 23-yard line, and it'll make it first and a bunch.
Yeah, old Jonathan Bradford down there, the one whose jersey is getting held, he was kind of doing some sign language to the referee to show that, hey, man, he's got a hold of me, and they caught it. They
right.
Caught it.
Got to thank Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Our player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Go see Tony Lorenz at Lorenz Service Center. Visit us online at lorenzservice.com for more information. So it's first down and a bunch. First down and 21. And the Knights defense has got to hold on here. We don't want to give up another touchdown. For Nelson, quick out, throws it, and it's caught by it looks like it was caught. I thought Sampson had that football. I thought Braxton Sampson got him another one. I thought he took it away from him.
Yeah, there was a sea of football players out there, and I couldn't really tell.
Carver either. Queen made the catch. Well, we got a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're watching or listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, you got Sullivan Skinner back to pass. Skinner comes in as a quarterback. He throws it out to Vermeer, the intended receiver. Skinner, the big fella, lines up as QB and overthrows him. So a little trickery by Sullivan as they bring in 45, Jackson Shake comes in as quarterback, and he overthrows William Kyle Vernilson for the touchdown, and it makes it 3rd and 15. Morse Manufacturing, join our team today. Apply at Morse Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Go see Chip Morris at Morse Manufacturing. Well, they leave him in. Jackson Shakes, the quarterback. He throws it again. He overthrows again. It's Jacob Skinner this time. So it's 4th and 15, and that's probably one of the biggest quarterbacks you'll find.
Oh, yeah.
Big I mean, boy. He's collegiate size right now. Coming up after the game tonight, listen at WAMB every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight for Indies and a Sports Talk with Bob Lovell, Coach Bob Lovell. It's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports, and it's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, 99.5. That's Coach Bob Lovell Show. 57 seconds to go, Jake. It's 4th and 15. Big quarterback's going to blitz out, and he's going to be sacked at the end. And we got flags. We got flags, but it's going to be a sack. Jackson Shake's sacked. Personal foul, face mask. So we get another yellow flag comes in. This is a big one. And if I'm guessing, it was Ike Torbert reaching around trying to get him to the ground because everybody else was low. Jake dove on him. But I don't think it'll be a first down.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Yeah, but it's only 15 yards, and they're 17 from the first down. It's not an, it's not automatic in high school. So it's Northview's football. No? Now, I don't understand this. Still fourth down, but how? Okay, I'm confused on that spot walk-off because it was 15 yards and they only went ahead 10. Well, he sacked this time. He sacked this time, and there ain't no hanky, so
finally
that's going to do it.
Parker Jordan.
Parker Jordan gets the, you know, gets the sack on Jackson Shake, and the Knights offense will come on for the victory formation. Jake, the victory formation is something you like to see.
Yeah, it's great that we finally get to see it this year, and I don't want to say it's necessarily long overdue because the last two losses, last two games we have, I mean, those were against great opponents,
yep.
But it's nice to finally see the ice be broken, and I think this is going to be the start of a lot of great things to come for the silver, maroon, and white out there.
Yep, and the thing is, this WIC opener, a lot of people tag this as being the WIC championship game right here. So let's hope that's the case. And the snap is taken by Keegan Garrison. He's going to take a knee. With 20 seconds to go and counting on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 28, the visiting Knights 28, the home arrow 7, and Northview Knights pick up the first win of the year. We'll be back with the post-game show and the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights win 28-7 over the Golden Arrows. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130, 106.9, 99.5 WAMBRadio.com.
Come out to the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings event. You get new Chrysler Pacifica 0% for up to 60 months and $3,250 in rebate. Ram trucks as low as $345 per month or $13,000 off heavy duties. Jeep Grand Cherokee $298 per month. Jeep Cherokee $326 per month, all during our Jeep Adventure Days. This happens at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Well, Jake, the Knights get it done here at Sullivan tonight. They pick up the win 28-7. Three offensive touchdowns, one defensive touchdown, and some very key plays of this game. First drive was Corbin Allen. Pounded the ball, pounded the ball, pounded the ball, pounded the ball. We moved to football. Keegan Garrison threw a couple, and then Corbin Allen did what Corbin Allen does. He scampered in from 1 yard out to get the first touchdown for the Knights for the season. Then we had Bryler Metz had the 61-yard touchdown on what was set up by Keegan Garrison and Corbin Allen from that first drive. You know, they ran everything up the middle, ran it up the middle. A great fake, great, you know, it was a fake that even got us faked out. And he threw about a 7-yard pass that Metz caught in stride and hustled down their yard, 61 yards for the second score. And then we picked up a backwards lateral fumble and ran it in. Jonathan Bradford ran it in from the 4-yard line to pick up our third touchdown of the game. And then the fourth touchdown, you know, it was just the same thing. Garrison rumbled in, got the touchdown. Knights did it tonight on the offensive side. We punched it in four times, and that's four that we needed last week and the week before.
Yeah, you got that right, Brad. It's awesome to finally see things go our way. It's been a long time coming this year. I know this is only week three, technically week four if you count the scrimmage, but it's nice to finally see all the hard work that these boys have put in all off season, and it's nice to see it finally come to fruition. And It's awesome to see a W get to go in the column.
That's right. And you know, I've said it since before the scrimmage when we were talking about the schedule and stuff. Those first two games were tough. They were going to be tough. This was a tough game. This is a tough place to come in and get a win at, especially for the Knights. I mean, I think the penalties, I don't keep track of penalties, but I think it was probably 15-1.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
And, yeah, and it always happens that way on the road. And I'm not saying it's the officials. I'm not saying it's, you know, you as broadcasters, as parents, as players, you kind of seem to remember that kind of stuff. But the Knights did something tonight that they didn't do the first two games. And those first two games are just they're preseason. They're NFL preseason games. The season started tonight. This is a big win. But they did something tonight that they haven't done the first two games. They played through every whistle. There was people blocking when the whistle blew. There was people tackling when the whistle blew. There was receivers running when the whistle blew. You know, I said something after that Terre Haute North loss. I watched a little bit of the huddle film. Our receivers, if it was run play, would go 3 yards and stop. Their secondary, Terre Haute North secondary, second half, Coach Barrett's smart. He told them, pinch the middle. If the receiver doesn't blitz, or, you know, blitz off the line, crowd in. It's a run. Don't even look at the quarterback. Watch his feet, you know, and that's a quick read. I seen it real quick. Last week we got better at it, but we still did it. You got to run your route to get the guys out of the play. You got to run your route to, you know, to sell them every time. We got young, you know, Josh Wright's a young sophomore. He's doing a fine job, but we've got a lot of teaching and stuff that's got to be done. Look at the roster for this Sullivan team. That picture down there, their seniors, I didn't count their seniors, but my goodness, they've got a bunch of them. They've got a bunch of seniors, and that's where we're young. We're playing a lot of sophomores. We're playing a lot of sophomores. Our JV's led by a freshman quarterback. Our JV's led by three or four freshmen. We got Moody that's running the football. We've got a defensive end that's just, you know, that's playing phenomenal on JV side. That's a freshman, Caleb Owens. There's some kids here in this program that's going to make Northview football a staple. And it's going to start with these guys. Trey Shaw and them did it last year and the year before. You know, we had great regular seasons. We just struggled in the postseason. This group of players right here and these young kids, they want to go further than preseason winning 0 or winning 2-0. They want to win the WIC. They want to pick up those four WIC wins. They want to win a sectional. And they're going to learn it and they're going to get it.
Oh, most definitely. I agree with you, Brad. And I tell you what, you got to give credit to this community here at Sullivan. You know, you like to call it kind of the small town pride. I about didn't get a parking spot here today. You know, the parking lot was full, and you come in here, you see the sea of purple going all throughout the home bleachers. They did their part to make sure this was not an easy place for Northview to play, but you also got to give credit to the Knights to be able to come in here, throw the first punch, and get the win, because this is not an easy place to play. And to piggyback off of what you said, too, about, you know what, we don't just want to be mediocre. We don't just want this. We don't just want the WIC title. I don't think it does not go through these players' mind. What does not go through them is not making it all the way. You know, it's every kid's dream, you know, the football.
To play at Victory Field.
Play at Victory Field for the baseball.
Yeah. Play at Lucas Oil.
Play at Lucas Oil.
Yeah.
And it might seem like a far stretch, but by God, if you think it's a far stretch, it will be.
Yep.
But until you put that as a goal, until you put that as something that you actually want to work for and you actually want to do, it never will happen. And that's something that makes that 2016 team on the baseball side so special, is everybody thought we were crazy forever thinking that we could do something.
Well, you
like
did
that.
As 8-year-olds.
And then you do it. And then now people believe in you. And it'll take something like that for everybody to believe that Northview is capable of doing that. But you know what? Don't count them out. They got a talented team. Against the two big dogs that we've played, Terre Haute North and then Evansville Memorial, we held our own. And if things go our way when it matters, we might be sending people home upset.
Yep.
You know, we might be the ones going on.
Right.
And it's all about that mindset.
We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. And hopefully we can get Coach Rates up here for a post-game interview with the winning Knights as they win 28-7 over the Sullivan Golden Arrows. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Sullivan. The Knights win 28-7. Jacob, there's a lot of outstanding talent today. A lot of things went on, but the Chad Schottmeyer Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game, you know, I think it's unanimous. It's, you know, it started from the first snap. Go ahead, take the honors.
Well, I'd like to present the Indiana Farm Bureau agent, Chad Schottmeyer, Player of the Game, to none other than Corbin Allen, number 26, a stud on both sides of the ball. He did an absolute fabulous job tonight running the ball, and he kind of looked like Goldberg from the WWE with a couple of spears on the defensive side.
Yep.
I tell you what, I'm glad I didn't have to line up against him tonight. But he did a wonderful job. I don't have the statistics, but
yep.
I'm sure he has probably 1,000 yards. So seems like from up here. But
and they were all after first initial contact.
Yeah, he did a fabulous job. He didn't just go down first contact. He fought and fought and fought and scraped for those extra yards. And I'm darn proud of him. That's for sure.
All right, your Chad Schottmeyer Player of the Game's Corbin Allen. We're joined by head coach Mark Rates, who comes to us, and I told him before the game we were going to have this first of everything. We were going to have our first touchdown, our first win, our first coach's interview. A little bit of recap. What did you see today that you really liked?
Well, I think our defense played really well again for another week. You know, in the first half we had a few turnovers, but our defense responded every time, and, you know, we were able to take a 3-score lead going into half, which was huge. You know, and the second thing you mentioned was Corbin Allen played very well. I mean, Our plan really is to just keep feeding him the ball, and he's a tough kid, and he's a high-character kid, and he responded.
Well, you know, I talked a lot about him last year because when we were winning, we had these big leads. Corbin come in, and everybody was calling him fourth-quarter Corbin. He was coming in and punching it in, fourth-quarter Corbin. Tonight, it's the first time this season he's been four-quarter Corbin. They couldn't stop him, and it was after contact. It was after contact. The kid's got a heart for football, but you know what? Our offensive line, the first three quarters, they played really good football tonight.
Yeah, you know, we'll get in and watch the film, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that we're going to continue to want to try to fix. You know, I think our team's been getting better week after week. But, you know, Corbin, that's not just something that happened tonight. You know,
no.
That kid's put in a lot of work over his whole high school career, and really I think his time is now. And like I said, I'm very proud of him, and really I'm proud of our whole team, you know, not just him. But
Keegan,
you know,
Garrison showed me something tonight that I hadn't seen out of him, and I've been watching him since he played out youth football. There was two or three plays he faked everybody out on the handoff. That one fake to Corbin, he threw that first 61-yard touchdown to Bryler Metz. I think you was even looking for to see if he handed the ball off like he read it wrong, because it was a great sale.
Yeah, you know, Keegan made some good throws tonight, and some tight windows there with some pressure on him. And, you know, I think he's going to continue to get better. The more he plays, the more reps he gets, the more time he has out here on the varsity field, he's going to continue to get better. And, you know, hopefully as we continue through our conference slate here, he'll get better week after week.
All right, well, we won't keep you up. Go home and celebrate, rest up, be out to youth football tomorrow. Cheer on that young – is he quarterback this year? I figured he would be that young quarterback. And next week we'll see you as we welcome Wes Vigo to the turf at Northview.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Football on Timeless 1130 WAMB Radio.
Come out to the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil for our kickoff of savings event. You get new Chrysler Pacifica 0% for up to 60 months and $3,250 in rebate. Ram trucks as low as $345 per month or $13,000 off heavy duties. Jeep Grand Cherokee $298 per month. Jeep Cherokee $326 per month, all during our Jeep Adventure Days. This happens at one place, the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
All season long, Northview Knights Athletics here on WAMBRadio.com. Jacob, tonight the Knights did what we've wanted them to do the first two nights or first two games of the season. We wanted them to come out with a W, but most of all, we wanted them to come out here and play football the way we know they can, and they did tonight.
Oh, most definitely, Brad. It was a pleasure to be able to see them come out here and play some Northview Knight football just like you talked about. You know, nitty-gritty, never giving up until the whistle, and it was great to be able to get out of here with a win. This is not an easy place to come play, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that Sullivan always provides a great environment. They back their Golden Arrows, and the Golden Arrows are always a tough team.
Yep, and, you know, when you start WIC play with one of your toughest competition year in and year out, it really sets the tone, and, you know, looking ahead to next week, we'll have the West Vigo Vikings that come into town to play Northview. We need fans to be at Northview. Bring your radio, bring your headset, bring your telephone, bring your iPad, iTunes, whatever, you know, Android. Find us, WAMBRadio.com. Plug in your headset, listen. I know a lot of parents listen and stuff, but stats-wise tonight, four touchdowns for the Knights, one defensively by Jonathan Bradford, two rushing touchdowns, one for Keegan Garrison, one for Corbin Allen, and one for 61-yard pass for Bryler Metz. Jacob, I want to tell you one thing that I want to take away from this. Our defense is good. Our defense is good. It's got room to get better, like Coach said. They're going to look at film and they're going to come back. The one negative that I seen tonight, and I'm going to say I'm going to challenge all them players over there, we need somebody to work with the long snapper. We need to get that down because that, in a crucial game, that block right there, if it was 28-21, that block punt could have come back to hurt us. So, you know, work with them. If your son or daughter is playing football and they want to do something, that's one of the hardest positions there is in football to fill because you're not called on to do it every time. Mm-hmm. You're not called on to do it some games at all. But when it's needed, they need you.
Oh, most definitely. And like you said, Brad, it's not an easy spot.
Nope.
And that honestly, it's one of those positions that you never really hear of them until it seems they do something wrong.
Right.
And I hate
well,
to do that.
Well, and that's it. They have not done anything wrong this year. They just, you know, they got to work on it. And I'm not calling out. I don't even know who our long snapper is. I think we've had like three. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just saying that's the one weakness that we haven't fixed over. Our defense has gotten better. Our offense tonight has gotten better. That's the one little weakness. Our kicking game is great.
Oh, yeah.
Our Stephen Thomas doing a great job for being a soccer player that didn't never play football to roll in, take over big shoes, you know, to come in and fill Boer's shoes. Boer, you know, he's playing football now. He's kicking at college, I believe. You know, so that's great. Got to thank Morris Manufacturing for coming on board and being an in-game sponsor. Join our team. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Well, Jacob, that's going to wrap it up. Tonight's player of the game was none other than Corbin Allen. He's your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game. Corbin Allen, he did it on offense. He did it on defense. He did it on special teams. Like Coach Rates said, it isn't the first game he's done it. It's not going to be the last game he's done it. But I'll tell you, he showed us tonight the Corbin Allen. The four-quarter Corbin did it tonight. He rushed. He ran. I don't think he caught any passes. He did run a kickoff, but I don't think anything's designed to throw to him yet, and it'll happen. we'll catch him in a flat or whatever. But Keegan, he's already showing his favorite.
Yeah.
He's already showing his favorite. He likes to get the ball across the middle to Brylon Metz. So, you know, we'll see where we go from that. Josh Wright had a catch tonight. Elias Gordon, he had a really good catch. Our defense stood up. But this is going to wrap it up for tonight. We're going to roll right into the Coach Bob Loveall Show. Listen to WAMB every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Loveall. It's all about Indiana high school, college, and pro sports, and it's only on WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. Well, Jacob, it's been great. For one last time, from the Great Dane Trailer scoreboard, the Northview Knights 28, the Sullivan Golden Arrows 7. Until next week from Northview High School, as the West Vigo Vikings come to the turf at Jerry Anderson Field, we'll be on the air at 6:45 with the pregame show. Thanks for tuning in. Be careful driving home. Be safe, and God bless.
You've been listening to Northview Football on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Morris Manufacturing. Join their team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be a part of the community. And by York Automotive, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. On you are
1130 AM 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.
We now join Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Loveall, already in progress.